Today, as promised, the United States vetoed the reappointment of United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali. In a vote that illustrates how isolated the U.S. is on this issue, 14 Security Council members voted for Boutros-Ghali. Only the United States voted against, exercising the veto power it has as a permanent member of the Council. Boutros-Ghali has said that he will not withdraw his candidacy. His name is likely to be resubmitted when the Security Council meets again to consider candidates from Africa. But the U.S. will oppose him again, NPR's Ted Clark reports.
It was a bittersweet moment for Boutros Boutros-Ghali. He must know his chances of winning a second five-year term are next to nil, but he also saw today how much backing he has in the United Nations. His spokeswoman is Silvana Foa.
The vote was 14-1, and the Secretary General said that he's gratified and really appreciates the overwhelming support that the member states of the United Nations have shown for him. And quite a vote, 14-1. Somebody told me this morning that in a soccer game, when the score was 14-1, the team with 14 could expect to win. Anyway, certainly in any democratic process, 14-1 is a rather conclusive vote, don't you think? This is obviously not a democratic process.
Several factors led the Clinton administration to oppose a second term for Boutros-Ghali. According to Secretary of State Warren Christopher, the administration was concerned that much-needed reforms would not take place at the UN without a new Secretary General.
We have discussed it back and forth in the administration, and the President concluded earlier this year that we should seek a new Secretary General of the United Nations.
Secretary Christopher did not say so. But the president's decision to oppose Boutros-Ghali also robbed the Republicans of a campaign issue. Bob Dole and others had begun to tie Mr. Clinton to Boutros-Ghali, to failed UN peacekeeping missions, and to a bloated UN bureaucracy. But the administration also had a legitimate, nonpartisan reason for opposing Boutros-Ghali. Lee Hamilton, the ranking Democrat on the House International Relations Committee, argues that congressional appropriations for America's UN dues are in jeopardy as long as Boutros-Ghali remains in the job.
It is not likely that the Congress will pay its full assessment to the United Nations, will appropriate money for it, unless we see a very strong, energetic, decisive effort at reform of the United Nations, and we haven't seen it.
Is this a feeling that's shared on both sides of the aisle?
So far as I'm aware, it is a feeling that is present on both sides of the aisle.
After casting today's lone vote against Boutros-Ghali, Madeleine Albright, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said, "We want very much now to get on with the process of selecting a new Secretary General." She reiterated that the United States will give special preference to a candidate from Africa other than Boutros-Ghali, and she called on African governments to submit a list of people from the continent who might serve as Secretary General. Africa has a claim on the job because Boutros-Ghali will likely serve only one term, while most Secretary Generals are reappointed. African delegations will decide in the next few days whether to submit a list of candidates. But so far, most African delegations strongly support Boutros-Ghali. If they nominate him as their sole candidate and the United States says no, candidates from other regions will be considered. This is Ted Clark in Washington.